So what was in my Amazon Prime box this year, and why do I regret not getting it sooner? Well, in this episode, I'm going to go over all that, along with three use cases for how I think this tool is going to help me as a video content creator, and how it might be helpful for you as well. So let's get into it. So the tool I bought is the Okezi camcorder, which can capture ultra 4K high definition video at 30 frames per second with 48 megapixel resolution. It also comes with IR night vision and 18x digital zoom. This brings me to my first use case for the camcorder, which is to shoot those locked off action shots of yourself in action, for lack of a better term. Those are the shots you take of yourself doing something with a voiceover in the background, kind of like this. This type of stock footage is highly valuable for your videos because then they don't always just consist of you talking or some random stock footage that doesn't really match who you are or what you're actually doing. And I know I've definitely used this type of stock footage before myself, but the idea is that with this tool, you're able to get away from that more and more.
Still, I wouldn't be prepared to dump the Storyblox subscription just yet, because I think commercial stock B-roll still has a role to play within our videos. This is more about having more options, so you've got the right B-roll for the right situations.
Having the extra camera is also helpful, so you can capture something once, but capture it from multiple angles. And again, this is all about increasing your efficiency as a video content creator.
I mean, when you capture stuff once and you don't have to go back and recreate it just to get the other shot, it's going to save you so much time. Think too of all the extra B-roll you can get this way and incorporate into other content for other purposes. This question of efficiency brings me to the second use case for the camcorder, which is to capture point of view B-roll footage, which is B-roll captured from the point of view of the narrator, kind of like this.
Although I do love my DJI Action Cam for some of this footage, the reality is that you can only get filming for about 10-15 minutes at a stretch with the DJI. The other issue is you end up fumbling around a lot, switching between your DJI and your camera, and then back to the DJI again.
But if you can just film the whole area all at once, and then add in your point of view shots and photos later, again, it's going to save you so much time. The other useful thing is this allows you to scout out the entire area before you even start taking photos for those point of view street photography videos, hopefully leading to better photos because you're not constantly splitting your focus between taking photos and shooting video.
My third use case for the camcorder is my new teleprompter here. Originally, I had planned to use my Canon Rebel 7 DSLR camera for use with the teleprompter. However, it was only later that I realized that you can't actually connect an external mic to this model of camera. Should have done the research.
And then to compound things further, I found that you couldn't connect the Rode microphone to the camcorder because this kind of camcorder needs a microphone with its own power source. Who'd have known?
The reason that the camcorder is important for the teleprompter is I think that this tool has the potential to really help increase the quality and efficiency of video production. And I've got another video coming up where I'm going to talk a little bit more about that.
For now, I'll just note that the cost of the camcorder that I talked about today retails for about $190 Canadian on Amazon. It comes with a couple of batteries that can be charged within the camcorder itself. It also comes with a 32 gigabyte SD memory card, which you're going to need in order to get started.
So overall, I would say that this little camcorder has been a good purchase, and it could be a good addition to your video content creator toolkit as well. If you try it out, let me know.
And if you found this helpful, consider subscribing, and a positive review or like is always appreciated. Until next time, we'll see you in the next episode.